No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 29th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's a true joy, a privilege, and what an honor it is to be able to be here in this beautiful and safe community. If you're new, welcome. We're so glad that you're here. No matter what reason you're here, no matter what faith or no faith you brought in with you, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey, if you don't believe at all, you can belong here first. If your faith is on the fence, you're going to land on one side of faith or the other side of no faith. I can't do this. Can't believe. No matter what, no matter where you fall, no matter where you land, there's still room for you here. If you are here and you're afraid, if life is just feeling heavy, there's a lot of fear within you, or maybe a lot of fear has been indoctrinated in you, I will tell you that you don't have to be afraid, but it's okay. If you are afraid, you can do this afraid. You won't do it alone. And hopefully that fear will not be replaced with faith, because we can hold both things at the same time, fear and faith. We can be full of faith and still be afraid. In fact, every new thing we take on in life probably comes with its own set of fears, of the unknown, territory that we have never walked into again. So of course, you're going to be a little bit afraid. That's expected. But you don't have to be afraid alone. You'll be cradled and cared for, if you wish, along this journey. So let's dive in today. We're reading the book of Isaiah. A lot of reading to get through today as we journey through the Old Testament. We're in the Old Testament prophets, and they're speaking harshly to the people of Israel on behalf of God. They are a lone voice within a sea of people that have followed their own ways and called it good, and God has called it evil. And he is sending voices to the mass of people that he has called his own, that he has called to be set apart. And with being set apart requires a different way of life. It requires sacrifice. It requires something of them in return, as they have made a covenant, a pact, a union that should not be broken, and they have broken it repeatedly. And so this is God's way of sending mercy through the voices of the prophetic to return back to him. And if they will return, he will be their God. They will be his people. And so we continue in the book of Isaiah today, reading chapters 49 through 53. And this week we're reading the New International Version, Isaiah. We begin with chapter 49. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he has spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, 'It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and Holy One of Israel. To him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers, kings will see you and stand up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Your children hasten back, and those who laid you waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your children gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you will wear them all as ornaments. You will put them on like a bride. Though you were ruined and made desolate, and your land laid waste, now you will be too small for your people, and those who devoured you will be far away. The children born during your bereavement will yet say in your hearing, this place is too small for us. Give us more space to live in. Then you will say in your heart, who bore me these? I was bereaved and barren. I was exiled and rejected. Who brought these up? I was left all alone, but these, where have they come from? This is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I will beckon to the nations. I will lift up my banner to the peoples. They will bring your sons in the arms and carry your daughters on their hips. Kings will be your foster fathers and their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Can plunder be taken from warriors, or captives be rescued from the fierce? But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors, and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then all mankind will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. This is what the Lord says. Where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or to which of my creditors did I sell you? Because of your sins you were sold. Because of your transgressions your mother was sent away. When I came, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to deliver you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke, I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into a desert. Their fish rot for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with darkness and make sackcloth its covering. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. But now, all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have taken my instruction to heart. Do not fear the reproach of mere mortals or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment. The worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever. My salvation through all generations. Awake, awake, arm of the Lord, clothe yourself with strength. Awake, as in days gone by, as in generations of old. Was it not you who cut Rahab to pieces, who pierced that monster through? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made a road in the depths of the sea, so that the redeemed might cross over? Those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mere mortals, human beings but are but grass, that you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretches out the heavens and who lays the foundations of the earth, that you live in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor who is bent on destruction? For where is the wrath of the oppressor? The cowering prisoners will soon be set free. They will not die in their dungeon, nor will they lack bread. For I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and who say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, rise up, Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath, you who have drained to its dregs the goblet that makes people stagger. Among all the children she bore, there was none to guide her. Among all the children she reared, there was none to take her by the hand. These double calamities have come upon you. Who can comfort you? Ruin and destruction, famine and sword, who can console you? Your children have fainted. They lie at every street corner like antelope caught in a net. They are filled with the wrath of the Lord, with the rebuke of your God. Therefore, hear this, you afflicted one, made drunk, but not with wine. This is what your sovereign Lord says, your God, who defends his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup that made you stagger. From that cup, the goblet of my wrath, you will never drink again. I will put it into the hands of your tormentors, who said to you, fall prostrate that we may walk on you. And you made your back like the ground, like a street to be walked on. Awake, awake, Zion, clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor, Jerusalem, the holy city. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Shake off your dust. Rise up. Sit enthroned, Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck, daughter Zion, now a captive. For this is what the Lord says. You were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. At first my people went down to Egypt to live. Lately Assyria has oppressed them. And now what do I have here, declares the Lord? For my people have been taken away for nothing, and those who rule them mock, declares the Lord. And all day long, my name is constantly blasphemed. Therefore, my people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the articles of the Lord's house. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. My brain can barely keep up with all that we read today. There are so many pieces here that I wish I had a week to just study today's reading. This was one of those unexpected readings that I had to stop it and walk away from it for a few hours. And I had to let everything sink to the bottom and see what floats back up to the top and what needs to be sifted through the strainer, what needed to be dried out and then burned away. So for time's sake, let's just do one piece of so many pieces today. Let's look at chapter 51. We have, even over the last few days, I believe, heard nuances from the book of Job being read. We have some nuances from the book of Ecclesiastes being read. We have a reminder of who God is, what he's done, how he's been faithful. We have had clear reminders of what the Israelite people have done and been like. We've had these clear reminders of God keeping his word and basically just telling them the consequences of what God said would happen if they turned from him. But today we have this lone voice kind of hidden, tucked away in chapter 51. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. There's a specific message being spoken, and it's almost like you hear your name being called without your name being spoken. If this is you, if you are truly pursuing righteousness, if you truly get what God is speaking to his people through the prophets. So if this is you, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, into the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her thanksgiving and the sound of singing. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instructions will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will not fail. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have taken my instruction to heart. Ah, this is it. Do not fear the reproach of mere mortals or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment. The worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. I want to be real careful that I don't give a definition of the righteous that God is speaking to and it become definitive. And then from there, it can become formulative. It's not what the Bible is about. God does not forsake the righteous. And I just can't help but wonder, as I read these words, if it's an understanding, a deeper understanding where a tear might flow down your cheek, or you might nod your head if you understand the words being read. That if you wonder if God is speaking to you and calling you the righteous, knowing that this context is for specific people in a specific place during a specific time, but knowing that the heart of humanity can be the same from generation to generation to generation. We are all capable of good and we are all capable of evil. But if that tear is falling and you're nodding your head or the lip is quivering, you know that it can be a lonely road when you understand the words that God is speaking, when you understand that God cares for the marginalized. He cares about justice. He cares about speaking out for those that are oppressed, that are hopeless, because thousands of people who claim to know Christ walk past and do nothing. On the way to our places of worship and on the way to our restaurants afterwards, where we're pretty upset with the waitress that's taking so long getting our order, or heavens forbid they get our order wrong. Our lives are on display. And listen, we can be rocked, absolutely rocked by what's happening around the world. And there's nothing wrong with that. By showing compassion and empathy by those that are affected by so many tragedies, but to dismiss what is happening maybe in our own backyard, maybe in our own community, and let's just zero in, to disregard what is happening in our own homes, our own houses, when we can't find love, true love, for our own children, our own flesh, and blood that we're willing to dismiss them. We're willing to throw them away like garbage because they believe differently than we do. We will literally trash them rather than let them know this home will be the safest place. If this world will eat you alive, if the body of Christ will eat you alive, this place, this home will be your safe haven. You will not fear. You will not need to fear what happens to you in this home, in our home. I'm crying real tears today because I learned that so late. But as a parent, as a wife, as a mom, as a grandmother now, I need my children to know there is nothing. There is not a thing in this world that you can say to me that you have done or that you are thinking about, that you are confused about, that will cause me to turn my back and walk away from you. That will be the safest place for you to land, because if I'm not safe, you will find someone that is. And if I don't love you the way that Christ loves you, you will look for someone else that will. But I love you enough to let you choose to walk away. This is the heart of God. And to hear the words to the righteous today, to the ones that know that there are things happening all around us, to the ones that know that we are capable of wicked and evil and putting it into the world, but we will not choose the ways of the world. But let us know our hope, our living hope, is in Christ alone. And I will not fear what anyone says about me. I will live in the fear of Almighty God as I strive and walk to be righteous, to be in right standing with God alone, to obey His voice, to know His voice, and to obey and surrender my will. And let me just tell you from experience, there will be people who bear the name of Christ follower who will not approve when you love your children, when you offer them safety, when you are more concerned with their heart than their sin, in the same way that God is more concerned with our heart than our sin. Let me just ask you today, who are you striving to be in right standing with? Do you fear the opinion of man? Or do you fear the power of Almighty God? Jesus, our living hope, I thank you and I praise you for who you are. I thank you and I praise you for where you have brought me from. I thank you and praise you for where we have all been brought out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Give us the courage to walk in the ways of righteousness for your namesake. I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to try to recover from that for just a second here. Whew. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That's the website. That's the free app. Happy 20 years to Daily Audio Bible, to my husband, Brian Harden, who is founded this incredible ministry and platform of the Bible being fresh, read fresh every single day for now 19 plus years. We're a little more than halfway through the 20th year. So 19 and a half years. That is absolutely amazing. Yes, I'm a little biased, but I'd be impressed with anybody that did that for this long. So as we celebrate, we are giving back to you in different ways, and something soon coming on the horizon. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. If you would like to partner with us as we enter into this 20th year, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And boy, are we glad that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or conveniently, you can hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner of that app. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or you can, again, use the app. Hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. That's the red prayer hotline button. That's what Brian calls it. Not so secure with hotline button, but let's go for it. Hit the red hotline button. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together. We'll continue in the book of Isaiah together tomorrow. And Jill, I love you. I love you all, each and every one of you. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, DABC. It's his redeemed daughter calling in to pray for some of the dabbers. Lord God, I do want to lift up and agree with Lady of Victory and the other lady that called for Victoria Soldier. She is exactly like a grandma or mama to all of us, and she prays so hard for each and every person and knows each of their circumstances, and we love her, and we just want to thank her. And Lord, just wrap your arms around her every day and give her peace and love and joy. And I just thank you for this whole family. Father God, I also wanted to come on. I have not heard Chicago Pegs in a long time. So Chicago Peg, where are you? I miss hearing you. I miss hearing His Mighty Tortoise too. And I just want to check on a few people that I haven't heard in a while. Still going through my radiation, and it's been a little rough. I mean, it's easy as far as going through it, but the tiredness and stuff like that, and the pain is starting to get a little bit red right now. So we're making it through, though. And so thank you if you guys keep praying for me for that. I still have 3 more weeks to go. I love you guys. Praying for everybody. Jill, thank you for everything that you do every morning. You're such a pleasure to listen to the Word with God, with you speaking. It really, truly is a part of my day every morning, and I enjoy it every morning. Thank you, guys. Love you all. Have a great day.
Morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Sherelle from Texas, and I just listened to July 24th's reading, and Jill, I want some spaghetti, too. As you were talking about making us a meal, I just thought of how you have been feeding us the Word of God every day, daily. And it is food that has been sustaining us. The commentary, and I know it's not from you, It is from the spirit that lives within you. And so I pray that the Lord continues to bless you, to feed us each day. Not just with the word that you're given, but the word that you elaborate on to help us to be more rooted and grounded in the word that's coming forth. And so thank you for that, dear sister. Next, I called in a few months ago asking for prayer for my grandmother who was diagnosed with myeloma cancer. And I want to give a praise report of the goodness of God and how my grandmother, when she got it, the chemo just really impacted her body. But I'm glad to say that now, 3-4 months later, my grandmother has regained her strength, her will to eat and talk. She hasn't had any hair loss. God has just completely restored her. And so the next couple of weeks, she'll be going in for a bone marrow test to see if the cancer is completely eradicated. So I want to ask for your prayer. I believe that God has done the miraculous as he always does. And so I just want to ask that you pray for my grandmother, Marlene, as she gets ready to go in to see what the Lord has done in her body. I thank you. God bless you.
Good morning, or whatever time you're listening to this. This is Ashley from Texas, and KK, say hi.
Hi.
If you don't know, I call Genesis KK. Anyway, I'm not calling about anything with me. KK's nanny, or Genesis's nanny, has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And we really, 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 really love her. And so I have been asking the Lord. I like to bring up the scriptures in Amos, where Amos got the vision and God was like, I'm going to do this and this to Israel. And Amos begs God not to, and God relents. I think it was the first two visions. So I have been imploring God to do the same with Miss Tina, to relent and pull the death angel back and give Miss Tina 10 or 20 more years on this earth. So I'm asking you guys to come alongside me in that prayer and pray for my nanny. They initially said there was nothing they could do and were ready to just let her go home. But now they're saying they're going to try and do some chemo. So I am asking God to relent and give her many more years. So I'm asking y'all to come alongside me. Dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you know how much we love Miss Tina. She's been a blessing to KK. We're asking God that just as you relented with Amos, you'll relent with us and pull back the death angel and give Miss Tina at the least 10 or give her 20 more years on this earth. Lord, you have the power to do the impossible, and I implore you to do that now. Satan, I rebuke you and your plan to kill, steal, and destroy. Miss Tina, I bind you, devil, and I send you back to hell where you belong. And I release up over Miss Tina and all those who are struggling with cancer God's healing, God's joy, God's peace, but most importantly, God's.
Hello, my blessed Dab C fam. It's Asia calling in from the City of Angels. And I'm calling in on July 20th in response to God's live speaker and her request for prayer, her request for us to support her in her journey of going to the throne of grace. Lord, we know that you are holy and righteous, and you have healed us, you have freed us, you have imputed Jesus's kingship and throne to us as believers, that we have this Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that lifted Christ up from the dead, Father God, imputed to us. And Lord, he said, even the things I do, you'll be even able to do greater things. And Lord, only you fully know the extent of that. But we lift up God's life speaker to you, Lord God, knowing that she is an anointed woman of God. Who she really is your daughter, and you made her perfect. So Lord, we bring her before your throne, and we ask that you do a magnificent, miraculous healing work on her body from this diagnosis of endometriosis, Lord. And we just petition and plead and stand in the gap, Father God, that you would heal her, Jehovah Rapha, God of all healing, of this diagnosis, Lord. And Lord, that you have a beautiful gift from her for her waiting on the other side of this. And whatever your will is in this situation, Lord God, we pray that it will be done. We pray that you will give God's life speaker peace and that she would not be in any discomfort or pain, Father God, and that she would truly be able to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.